The world's military spending is at an all-time high. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute reports that total spending was $1.8 trillion in 2018. CIPRI senior researcher Peter Wiesman calls it a worrying trend. Total spending last year was 76% higher than it was in 1998, the lowest year since the end of the Cold War. Military spending began rising after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, which killed almost 3,000 people in the United States. The U.S. accounts for more than one-third of world military spending. Experts say the American military remains the world's strongest. It has 11 aircraft carriers, a powerful nuclear weapons supply, new fighter airplanes, and about 2.1 million troops. China is now the world's second largest military spender. It went from just 2% of the world's military budget in 1990 to 14% in 2018. China built two aircraft carriers in the past 10 years, and a third one is in production. It has developed its own modern fighter planes. And its troop numbers have grown to more than 2.5 million. China is also investing in new technologies, including weapons that would fly at five times the speed of sound. Wiesman says the speedy progress China has made has been seen as a threat by its neighbors. In reaction, India has increased its military spending by more than $11 billion in just 3 years. It now comes in fourth in military budgets, behind Saudi Arabia. Last year, Russia dropped out of the top five spending countries. But it still has NATO's attention after invading Georgia in 2008 and annexing part of Ukraine in 2014. The 29 NATO countries spent $963 billion, 53% of world military spending, in 2018. That number is likely to increase as the United States continues to pressure NATO allies to spend 2% of their gross domestic product on defense. "We can't let countries off the hook," said U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper Saturday at the Royal United Services Institute in London. "You can't simply substitute and say, 'Well, my 2% is going to go to technology,' or 'I'm going to build infrastructure.' We need real capability." I'm Katie Weaver.